We're at the Tampa Convention Center for the first MCORS Task Force meeting, and I'm here because our organization has opposed this throughout the entire process. We think it was legislation that was rushed through too quickly and represents bad government. It's something that wasn't called for by the people and will have serious implications for our water and our wildlife and the economies in rural communities.
How could it impact water and wildlife?
Well, we already have grave water quality concerns that we're seeing. We have infrastructure that needs to be fixed, septic systems that need to be upgraded, and sewers that are regularly leaking wastewater into our precious water bodies. We're not putting the investments into those. And if we start to fill our wetlands and pave over our springs, we're going to have even more problems than we have right now.
The argument goes, there are so many people moving into Florida that we're going to have roads for them to transport on.
The issue with this is that these type of roads are meant to spur development in undeveloped areas right now, in some of our best remaining natural and agricultural areas. And we know that if we have slight increases in density and start to build more on the periphery of our urban areas right now, we can protect a lot of the natural areas. This would be paving through some of our best remaining farms and ranches and places for wildlife. So it's using a model that is based on sprawl, on low density, which is not going to be sustainable for the long term of the state. So I think what we need to do is take a look back and be more conscious and conscientious about how we're developing and not just put these roads in because we know that that's going to lead to development and many other things down the road.